all your children graduated from high school.
Yes. And two of my graduated from college.
But girls or boys? Girls or boys?
Boys. My girls didn't have to go to college. They made their grades wonderful. They carried big jobs to live in.
What colleges did they go to? How far did they go? They graduated from college?
Oh, my sons,
two boys?
Yeah.
From where?
One is business administration. The other one was going to be a builder.
Architect.
But it was going too low. So he quit that and he took something else, a salesmanship.
He graduated.
Today and he's doing very well. There's a nice wife and a nice daughter.
Thank God for that.
Yes.
Did any of them receive Jewish education? Did you send them to a Hebrew school?
Yes, they have their Hebrew.
All of them, all went to Hebrew?
Yes, even my girls at bus mitzvahs.
They had bus mitzvahs in those days, huh?
Oh, yes.
Because the Orthodox, my daughter went to Sheraton, there weren't bus mitzvahs there. Now they have them.
We belong to the Beshalom, by the law. So as we moved into to Nicholson Street, to Square Leo, from the other week before, we right away, that's why we moved away from there. It was mostly a Gentile and a neighborhood family there.
Was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children? You raised them the same way you were raised your children?
Well, I'll tell you. My daughter's raised the way I did. And thank God it turned out beautifully.
But you raised your daughters the way you were raised.
She raised our children the raised.
I mean you. Your daughters were raised exactly like you
like
were.
Like I was raised, yeah. I sent them
and
the
your,
faith
and your
everything.
Sons too.
Yes. Wonderful. They're business people. Your boys are business people. One is not a business for himself. A great big business. He was the one that took up the business administration.
Do you remember having any problems in raising your children that were due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No.
You had no problems?
You see, it took a long time until the...
To you were married already. You were Americanized.
Very much so. And we were doing a lot of business with Gentile people, and we lived right next to Gentile people too, you know, so that makes a big difference. And anyways, I cut up to everything very quickly, very quickly.
Now, you want to spell your name for me, please?
My name is Lena.
L-E-N-A,
yes.
K-R-A-M-E-R?
Yes.
And how old are you?
Me? How old I am now? Mm-hmm. I'm in the 70s.
And when did you arrive in the United States? What year?
I believe we came in about 1903 or 1904. I don't remember.
And you came right to Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
You came from Russia. What part of Russia? Do you call?
Rovno. Roman school, yes.
Rovno.
voices are being recorded. They're being recorded now, I believe. Push stop button when reel is completed or interview ended. Now, playback. Okay, and if it isn't, we're going to go without it because we're not going to sit here all morning. All right, now, please tell me your name and what kind of a house you live in.
I told you, could have done just what I told you before.
So in a brick house, you say, and it was, you lived in a city.
Yes.
Right? And you lived with your grandparents. Fine. And did you... How old were you when you came to,
I was 12 years old.
You were 12 years old. What kind of work did you do? You were too young to do. You went to school when
yes,
you were...
I